punk rock and its bumpy start. Hi, my name is Aiden and I'll be your host. Today we will talk about punk rock, which is many things. It's a lifestyle. It's doing what you want. Anyone can like punk and its music. Punk was rebelling against society to have fun and to do what you wanted. Some people based their whole lives on punk, but punk was rejected by a lot of people because of its aggressiveness and temper. Punks were everyone. You could be a nerd and like punk, but you still would be bullied just because you like punk. And disco was a big factor for punks. For the most part, wanted nothing to do with disco.
Punk was rejected for many reasons, but a key reason was disco. Many punks were not into disco, and that's how punk rock was made. They were not into disco, and there's other aspects. But people saw punk in disgust. They didn't even know what it was. They just hated it. Sometimes people didn't like the music because they didn't like people. But sometimes people even got beat up or killed. On December 12, 1997, 19-year-old American punk musician Brian Theodore Denneke was killed in a deliberate hit-and-run attack in Amarillo, Texas, by 17-year-old Dustin Camp. Camp was later found guilty of voluntary vehicular manslaughter and sentenced to 10 years probation. So some people take it way too serious. He was also bullied at school for his lifestyle, and he was nicknamed Fist Magnet or Punch. Many people say punk is dead. I say no, because it's not about what you wear. It's your thought process, your lifestyle. How you dress is only a tiny chunk. Punk is definitely not what it was. In concerts, people would dance and enjoy the music, but now, while some people are enjoying the music, they will get hit in the side of the head with a fist. People just beat each other up. I mean, it's always been like that, but not as bad as now. Now, it's just really bad. People hit each other, another pound their stomachs in a fist, and don't enjoy the music. People now also don't like punk because they're into mumble rap, which in my opinion, is stupid. And people who listen to it have no taste in music. Now to Asia, where there are also punks. And laws have gotten so bad there, if a punk is seen or commits a crime, they will go to a re-education camp or prison. This is because there are so many religious rules that say punk is wrong and basically saying their singing is illegal. There is a documentary about punk in Asia on YouTube, and one 20-year-old was banned from his hometown because he was a punk. Now, society has moved on a lot, but punk isn't as popular as it all once was. But the one thing that punks will remember is that punk never dies. People will always see punk as a rebellious group of nobodies. And that's what a lot of them were and are. But it's also a friendship and a lifestyle. So with all the bad and good things about punk, I want you to think, is punk actually a bad thing to be a part of? Because in the words of Joe Strummer, lead singer of The Clash, if we didn't have punk, we'd be singing about love and kissing. And he was right, because in the 80s when punk blew up, disco was going away, but there was country and forms of pop and jazz that people were taking over punk. But I've said many times, punk was not about how you dressed, it was how you think. If you show a picture of a person with a mohawk and a leather jacket and ripped jeans, they'll say it's a punk. But if you show them a random person they will say, is a regular person, but it could be a punk. But the one thing to take away from punk is having fun, do what you want, and be free.